picked off Polamalu. Polamalu going right. The field is open. Aaron Smith shields Flacco. Polamalu takes it home. Super Bowl 43. Pittsburgh might be bound for that thanks to number 43.
One of the greatest sports moments of our lives. I was there. I was 18 years old. My cousin, who was 21, was buying me beers. Not enough to get hammered or anything like that, but enough to stay warm. It was a chilly day at the stadium formerly known as Heinz. But because I was underage and my cousin was of age, he missed the pick because he was buying me beer and the lines were too long. That was as loud as Acrisure Stadium has ever been. The AFC Championship game in 08, the Steelers swept the Ravens. It was a different era. You were allowed to maim each other. In fact, some might point to that game as the end of an era. It was as hard a hitting game as you're ever going to see in relative modern times. Willis McGahee getting crunched. Ryan Clark laying the boom. Now when you watch Steelers-Ravens and it's a lower scoring game, it's not so much about the defense being elite. It's about bad offense. Back then, I mean, it was 16-14 when that ball was picked off and the offenses were pretty good, I thought. It was about elite defense. You can't play football in 2026 the way you could play football, oh my God, 18 years ago in 2008. But the question to start the show before we get into the nitty gritty and the details and the legacy elements of all this, does it feel like Steelers Ravens? Like, are you as geeked up for a winner take all game as you were in years gone by? Like, does this feel like Steelers-Ravens? Are you jacked up? Have you put the Browns game behind you? And do you still have the hatred, the vitriol for the Ravens you used to have at 412-928-9370? Does it feel like Steelers-Ravens? Does it have the same Steelers-Ravens buzz? It's a weird week. I don't know what day it is. What day is it? Dom, it's a Friday, correct?
Friday.
So maybe the time of the year adds something to it. I know when I was at the bar on Tuesday night that there were people talking Steelers-Ravens and Steelers-Browns. I know that at family functions the last couple of days there was a little bit of a buzz, but I've been removed from the whole radio side of things. Are you guys buzzing about Steelers-Ravens? 412-928-9370. Dom, do you think that this feels like the old days?
No, absolutely not. Steelers-Ravens has zero juice. We said it before the first Steelers-Ravens game this year. I'm saying it again. NBC should not have made it the Sunday night game because this is not what it used to be. 08 feels like 30 years ago. Steelers-Ravens, not the same.
It'll never be the same. It can't be the same.
Yankees-Red Sox has been the same for 100 years.
Yeah, that's because baseball's baseball. And football ain't football anymore. They've changed some things about baseball. Rob Manfred and pitch clocks and stupid runners on second base, things of that nature. But it's still throw ball, hit ball. Football used to be see guy, hit guy. And now it's see guy, hit guy, flag. So it's a different game. Like Ray Lewis can't do the stuff now if he played that he could do back then. Troy Polamalu wouldn't be able to do the stuff now that he did back then. It's just not the same. But the hatred between the two teams, yeah, still not the same. Between the fan bases, I think it is. Between the fan bases, there might even be more vitriol and hatred now than there used to be because there's social media and you can actually communicate with the Baltimoreans. I hated the Ravens in 2008. But I didn't talk to Ravens fans because there was no social media, not the same way there is now. So I think the hatred between the fan bases is there, but the game has evolved to a point that has made it's neutered Steelers-Ravens. But at least there's stakes. So it ain't the same for me, But I am still jacked up, and I'm fascinated by what the atmosphere is going to be like at Acrisure Stadium. Is it going to sound like a playoff game in there? Are Steelers fans over the Browns loss? Do you want the Steelers to win the game? I do. I'm not a big picture guy. I can't see the forest through the trees. Look at me, Dom. I got my Steelers Color Rush Ben Roethlisberger jersey on. I'm jacked up. Of course I want the Steelers to win the game, but I bet you there's a few people out there that think, oh, Tomlin's going to get let go if they lose. So, hey, I hope we lose. Nah, not me. Beat the damn Ravens. Are you in that camp? 412-928-9370. And, oh, yeah, will there be booze at Acrisure Stadium in the regular season finale? Mike Tomlin was asked about it, way back when, in 2025.
Message to the fans who've been critical this season to stay highly engaged and energized being the home ground?
No message at all. That's our job to make sure that we have the appropriate engagement. And so I'm committed to that component of it.
I'm going to make a plea with Steelers fans right now. Dom, are you ready for this, baby?
Yes.
And you can text me, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steelers fans, if you're going to be there on Sunday night, don't boo. Don't chant fire Tomlin. Not until the clocks hit zero if they lose the game. This got to be about getting the Steelers to the postseason. What's it going to amount to? Are they going to win the Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. But I'm sick and tired of not watching the Steelers win playoff games. And the first step in winning a playoff game, this just in, is getting to the damn playoffs. I'm tired of having to reference an almost decade-long string of the Steelers not winning a playoff game. I'm tired as a fan of not getting that excitement of the week between playoff games where you've won one and hope springs eternal and you think, oh, dang, maybe this could be the year. So I'm asking for a little bit of positivity, baby, at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday night. 68,000 Steelers fans there. I don't think there's going to be that many Baltimoreans. Get your towels out. Get jacked up. Maybe have a couple of pops. Forget about your New Year's resolution for a day. Make some damn noise. And be positive. And this isn't your fault. This is the team's fault. But Acrisure Stadium ain't been what it used to be. We played the Troy Polamalu interception in the 08 AFC Championship game to start the show. That whole season, that place rocked. It's because the team was great. It's because the defense was great. It's because defense was allowed to be great. But that place was a hellhole to play in. It ain't been that in a long time. Make it that on Sunday. Back the team. If they lose, and on the way off the field, you want to start chanting fire Tomlin? Hell, I'll be right there with you. But I'm asking Steelers fans that for one day, hate the purple guys more than you hate your own head coach. Because this just in, if the game were in Baltimore, their fans might be saying the same stuff about John Harbaugh, which we'll get into over the course of the show. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We usually do at 7 o'clock a vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Ravens? We're doing it now. Open phones until 8 at 412-928-9370. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Does it feel like Steelers-Ravens? How are we feeling about Steelers-Ravens? 412-928-9370. You think they're going to pull this one out? You think Rodgers is going to make sure he doesn't string back-to-back poor performances together? You think the Steelers can stop Derrick Henry? How do you feel about the Steelers facing Lamar? What's the atmosphere going to be like? Are there going to be fire Tomlin chants? Is it Rodgers' last game ever? Is it Tomlin's last as Steelers head coach? My God, Dom, storylines abound, which is why from a storyline perspective, Steelers-Ravens got juice. And that's why NBC said, hell yeah, that's going to be the Sunday night football game. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Chris in Swissvale to start things off. Morning, Chris. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
You know what? I just want to say real quick, Chris, I hate that precedent I just set. I'm not going to wish every single person a Happy New Year when they call in. So I'll do it right now. Everybody out there listening, Happy New Year. All right, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Right. Hey, Happy New Year's, Yin Jagoff. What I would say is, no, I don't have much interest in this because every year there's some division in the NFL where some team wins a division and gets to go to the playoffs with like a 9-7 record or, you know, whatever the record is. And everybody complains about, yeah, but meanwhile, there's five teams with 11 wins that aren't going to play. And that's what this game is. I mean, Lamar Jackson has never been a winner. He's never going to be a winner. I mean, Lamar Jackson's behind Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco in the pantheon of Ravens quarterbacks. Rodgers is one snap away from a broken hip. Whichever one of these teams manages to win this fraud and go into the playoffs is going to get absolutely smoked by whoever they run up against because they're all younger, hungrier, and more talented. These are two franchises, both in death throes of needing entire retools, coaches, general managers, owners, the whole thing.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with anything you said. It kind of feels like Virginia v. Duke for the ACC championship, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right, Chris, thanks for the call at 412-928-9370. It is two organizations at a crossroads. And we'll get into the Harbaugh v. Tomlin conversation coming up in about 15 minutes here at 412-928-9370. But I think you would probably find fans on both sides here who are anti their team winning because they think that real legitimate change could be around the corner. And I can't get there because I don't think that there would be change. I don't think if Mike Tomlin loses this game, it's his last game as a Steelers head coach. I don't. I could see it with Harbaugh. You have a two-time, should maybe even have been three-time MVP quarterback, and you haven't even been able to play in a Super Bowl. If they lose, I could see Harbaugh. I don't know what that sound was. I don't know what that sound was. Getting shipped out of town. But if it's a Ravens win, I don't think I see Tomlin getting out of here. And because of that, I'm rooting for the Steelers, baby. 412-928-9370. John in Wisconsin. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
What up, John?
Oh, I'm just, I agree with you that the fact that if Tomlin loses the game against the Ravens, he'll still be here next year. And you know, it just is what it is. And it's going to be the same thing over and over and over and over until he's gone. And we're stuck with it. And
so you're not jacked up for Steelers Ravens at all, does it sound like?
I haven't been jacked up for a Steelers Ravens game for 4 years. Honestly, I mean, since Ben's been gone, and it's just been, it is what it is, and we're just putting Band-Aids on Band-Aids. It is what it is.
All right, John, thanks for the call. 412-928-9370. This is the first Steelers-Ravens matchup for the division championship where it's win or go home. Now, I know that the Immaculate Extension game with Antonio Brown crossing the goal line, Steelers won, and it got them the division. Had the Ravens won, some stuff would have had to happen. So it was not winner take all. I'm a little bit surprised. Two callers. Nobody's geeked up. Who's geeked up? 412-928-9370. I am. Let's go. It's not the same as it used to be. It never will be. But don't you hate the freaking Ravens? Can't you get geeked for a winner-take-all, all the marbles, final game of the regular season with every eyeball on you? Mike in Wexford joining us now. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, man? John sounded like he was on volumes. What was that? Hello. You can tell he lives in Wisconsin.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
I can't
it
wait.
It is what it is.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Till Sunday.
You like their chances? You think they're going to smash them?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What gives you that faith?
I just think Rodgers wants to play some more. I think he's going to play next year.
Oh, we'll get into
like
that, too.
Tomlin. I'm not a Tomlin. I mean, I'm a Steeler fan. So I want to win, period. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. I'm there, too. They're not going to fire Tomlin either way. And I know there's been some reporting suggesting, oh, maybe Tomlin could do TV. He'd make a bunch of money. He'd have a great time. No, I don't sense a guy that wants to get out of the game, the competitive part of the game. I'm not buying that. I think Mike Tomlin's going to be the coach here next year at bare minimum. So why not root for your team to win the game? Get one over on your rival. This will go into the pantheon, baby. You beat them to win the division in the last game of the regular season. It's going to get referenced with some of the all-time other great games. Like, Steelers didn't win the Super Bowl the year that they had the Immaculate Extension, but it's still an all-time classic. I watched it on Christmas when the kids were taking a nap. That's right. I'm a loser. Trying to get fired up. But that's an all-time classic. Now, of course, the 08 game going down there, Santonio with the catch in the end zone and pulling the ball into his body. Yeah, you go on to win the Super Bowl in 08. The AFC Championship game, yeah, you beat him. You go on and you're winning the Super Bowl. You beat him at home early in the season, your first look at a rookie quarterback, Joe Flacco. Those will all be classics because you won a championship. 2010, a classic in Baltimore with Paul Amalu, the strip sack. That was awesome. Flacco, what the hell are you doing? Harbaugh, why the hell are you throwing the ball there? Jackass, thank you. But why are you doing it? Like, those are classics because it led to the Steelers in 08, winning the Super Bowl in 2010, getting to the Super Bowl. But the Immaculate Extension's a classic too because you won the division. You got over on those jackasses. Win the game. Get another feather in your cap because here's the other deal. It's kind of giving me college football vibes. West Virginia had a bad season this year. Beat Pitt. Did Pitt really have a good season? They lost to the best teams they played. They lost to their rival. They lost a bowl game. Now you're questioning probably whether or not Heinchel's the guy, and if he could be as great as everyone thought he was going to be in the midst of that little winning streak there. I think I'd take my season over Pitt's. I really do. Because we beat them. And my point is, West Virginia ain't going to win crap. Pitt not winning crap. Not real stuff, right? So you beat your rival. You get the feather in your cap. You get bragging rights. This might be the biggest thing the Steelers can play for this year. Although I guess if you win, it leads to a playoff game. But until this point, obviously, it's massive. Get something. Get an AFC North banner. Sweep the Ravens. Is that not worth anything to people? It's worth something to me. Not to you?
Me? Not. Sure. It's. You also can't deny it doesn't have what it used to have.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's not the same.
That's why I said I thought NBC made the biggest mistake since they took Conan O'Brien off the Tonight Show by picking this game for Sunday Night Football.
Well, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Hmm.
They know it's got juice. But it's not this.
Have you heard the first two callers? Nobody has juice.
It's not what it used to be from an on-the-field standpoint. Clearly. Because blood and guts sell, baby. And that's what it used to be. And you can't. There's no such thing anymore. Like those 49ers Seahawks games when Harbaugh was the coach for the Niners, and you had Pete Carroll, and those teams were battling in big games. It was the same kind of deal. Those teams beat the snot out of each other. You can't anymore. But from a storyline standpoint, is it Harbaugh's last game? Is it Tomlin's last game? Is it Raj's last game? Is it Lamar's final game as a Baltimore Raven? I think the intrigue factor is why it's the Sunday Night Football game. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Anthony, our guy in Oakland. Hi, Anthony.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bud.
I think most of Steeler world, we were traumatized by what happened in Cleveland. I mean, that, and I know I don't have the confidence I thought I was going to have, because Aaron Rodgers played so poorly, and then you see these this motley crew of wide receivers they had, and it just, I think it drained us to see a pathetic Cleveland team that you could not score a touchdown on. It zapped me. I don't have the enthusiasm for this game because of what I saw on display. After Detroit, we were all pumped. We thought we were going to make expectations were going to get met. And then you go in there and you just lay down?
Yeah, that was the ultimate pull the cape away, huh?
It was horrible. It was nightmarish. Because, I mean, and to hear the excuse-making and the nonsense, who cared about a sack record? New England didn't care about a sack record. He got 5 on them, but they put up 30, which is what you're supposed to do with a horrible team. So,
my hope, Anthony, if I'm trying to spin it positively, and I appreciate the call, buddy. Happy New Year, and we'll talk probably next week, hopefully after a Steelers victory. My hope is they saw Rodgers run the show in the two-minute drill. I know they didn't score, but it's the best they moved the ball all game against Cleveland. And they say, you know what, F it. Aaron, go be you, buddy. Rogue Rodgers, go get it done. I definitely have some hope. Like, I definitely think Steelers can win this football game. Who do I think will win? Well, I'll tell you coming up next.
It is an honor, man, to be in these games, to be in these hotly contested matchups. It seems like Baltimore is always a dance partner. I certainly am respectful and appreciative of that relationship and some of the historic things we've been able to do when these two teams have come together. This appears to be one of those weekends. It's humbling and an honor to be a component of it, but to be a component of it is just that. You know, our job is to win.
Who's a better coach? Tomlin or Harbaugh, 412-928-9370. It's Mike Tomlin. It's an honor to play the Ravens. And Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have coached against each other more than any coaches in the history of the game, save for one pair of coaches. And I forget who that was. And it would behoove me to have that information at my fingertips right now, but I'm sorry. I forgot I was working today. Thought I was off all week. Don't blame me. I gained 10 pounds since Thanksgiving. Harbaugh and Tomlin have coached, against each other 39 times. Mike Tomlin is 23-18 against the Ravens. Harbaugh 17-22 against Pittsburgh. Who's the better coach? Which coach gives his team the advantage in this game? It's funny because I bet you in Baltimore, they're having the same conversation, and I bet you Ravens fans will call in and say Tomlin, and I bet you Steelers fans are about to call me and say Harbaugh. I think John Harbaugh has underachieved more with Lamar Jackson than Tomlin ever did with Ben. A, Tomlin won a Super Bowl with Roethlisberger. Killer Bees era. We've all talked about it. Mike Tomlin underachieved. Full stop. Like, you got to at least, my God, play for a Super Bowl when you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback and that skill position talent. Now, I don't want to be intellectually dishonest. A lot of the time, those guys were hurt. Like when they lost to the Broncos in the divisional round of the playoffs, Ben's shoulder was messed up. AB was broken because of Vontaze Burfict. There was no Le'Veon Bell. There's no D'Angelo Williams. And a guy by the name of Fitz Toussaint fumbled away their chance to go to the AFC Championship game. And I think about the Jags playoff game. No Ryan Shazier. I'm not making excuses. I'm just laying it all out there. Lamar Jackson's a two-time MVP and they haven't played for a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson's a two-time MVP, and the Ravens, with him, haven't won more than one playoff game in a single postseason. Now, I have to put some of that on Lamar, the same way I put some of it on Ben for the Steelers' failures and underachieving at the end of his career. Of course, you can't only put it on the coach. You can't only put it on the quarterback. It's got to be little column A, little column B. But which guy's done more with less or less with more, I guess, is the question. Who's done less with more? Ben never got a single MVP vote. And Lamar Jackson's one of the most difficult players to defend in the history of the sport. When he's played, they've won 70% of the games. It's incredible. But in the postseason, they can't string together multiple playoff victories. I think Harbaugh, the last 5 years, has been a bigger disappointment than the guy that doesn't have a playoff win in the last 5 years. Is it a bigger crime to not win a playoff game with the rotting corpse of Russell Wilson and with Mason Rudolph and with, well, the rotting husk of Ben Roethlisberger? Is it a bigger crime to not have a playoff win in the last 5 years or to only have one per season with Lamar Jackson? I think it's a bigger crime for Harbaugh. And I think Tomlin, if there's a guy he can outcoach, it's the guy who's going to be looking across the sideline from him this weekend. It's Harbaugh. Harbaugh seems to out-Tomlin Tomlin so much. Now, it didn't happen last year in the playoffs. But we see it time and time again with Harbaugh. He'll forget to hand the ball to his best player, Derrick Henry. That's why they lost to the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. Not only did they not hand it to Henry, he didn't play the final two series of the game. How does that happen? If there is one guy I think Tomlin could beat to get into the postseason, I think it's the guy that's going to be looking across from him on the other sideline on Sunday. And a guy that I actually think has been a bigger underachiever than Tomlin. What say you at 412-928-9370? Tomlin's got a better regular season winning percentage than does Harbaugh. Harbaugh has a better postseason winning percentage than Mike Tomlin. But I think only winning a postseason game three times with Lamar Jackson is a crime against the sport of football. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Adam, in the car. What's up, man?
The best thing we can hope for is for the Steelers to get totally embarrassed and Tomlin get let go.
Yeah, but Adam, do you really think that's going to happen? Not the embarrassed part, but him getting let go.
I believe there's a chance. And the only reason I say that, I know, you know, how Rooney's been holding on to Tomlin. You know, Tomlin's the GOAT, you know, all this stuff. But we cannot develop a quarterback the way it stands. Actually becoming the Pittsburgh Pirates of the NFL with all these reclamation projects.
Well, I think
we need.
Go ahead, Adam.
We just need, you know, some young guys in, you know, young quarterbacks. Let them fail. If they're going to fail, you know, we have to find somebody. Steelers football isn't, you know, I'm 45. Growing up, it has never been plug and play and let's hope it's this year. It has always been dynasties, and we're so far from that.
Well, we all saw what happened in the 1980s, and between Bradshaw and Ben, there was a lot of plug and play, and hey, maybe this guy will work, and maybe that guy will work, and nobody worked until Ben. You had moments with guys. When you got to a Super Bowl with O'Donnell, you had a 13-3 season with Cordell, the Offensive Player of the Year in 2001. Tommy Maddox caught lightning in a bottle. You have had moments. But between the two franchise quarterbacks, this is sort of what it's looked like. And I am in no way playing defense for them. You got to find one. I mean, that's the job. You got to find the next one. And they tried with Kenny, and they failed miserably. And I don't have any faith that Mike Tomlin would be able to develop the next one. I don't disagree with that. What I do disagree with, Adam in the car, at 412-928-9370, is that this game will determine the outcome of Mike Tomlin with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just don't think it will be his last game. If they lose, I think he'll be on the sideline to start next year. But I actually think they'll win, because there's one coach that I trust Mike Tomlin to beat, and it's John Harbaugh. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin, 23-18 against the Ravens. John Harbaugh, 5 games under .500 against Mike Tomlin. I think that shows up on Sunday. Corey in the car. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, listen, man. Some of these fans of ours, just Jets fans, Saints fans, would want to bonk us over the head with baseball bats if they heard some of the things the Steeler fans say.
Well, that's the other thing I disagree with Adam. Like, they're not the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're not. We might all disagree with how they go about trying to win, but I don't think anybody can argue that they don't try to make the playoffs every year, because they do.
Right, and the thing is, we're always in contention. I think Mike Tomlin has only coached one game in his regular season career where he's been out of playoff contention.
That's right.
One.
The last game of the 2012 season.
So we're always in it. We're always playing meaningful football in December that other fan bases don't get to experience. Look, it's a privilege to be a Steeler fan. And what these fans who are rooting for us to lose, listen, nothing would please me more than for us to bring in the right coordinator, draft the right quarterback, all under Tomlin, and have a resurgence like we had under Cowher in the ending years of it. And for Tomlin to stick around and maybe win a Super Bowl or two here in Pittsburgh, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but nothing would please me more. Why? Because I'm a Steelers fan. I root for my Steelers, period.
I'm with you, Corey. Thank you for the call. I mean, I'd have fired Tomlin 3 years ago, but they're just not gonna. So, yeah, I'm going to be going nuts on Sunday night, cheering the Steelers to victory. One way or the other, Tomlin's coming back next year, I think. So you might as well live in the moment. Love the one you're with, baby. Let's go. And I think Tomlin's going to get it done against Harbaugh again. I don't think these Ravens are very good. I know they put up 41 points. I don't think the Steelers are particularly good. But when the Steelers have been at their best this year, I think they've been better than Baltimore's best. And I think Tomlin will bounce his guys back on Sunday in a way I just don't see Harbaugh doing. And there's some layers here. It looks like the quarterback and the head coach don't get along in Baltimore. I know both guys said that's not the case. I tend to believe what was in the Baltimore Sun this week, that there's a schism, that these guys ain't getting along, that Lamar has been falling asleep in meetings, that he's not who he used to be. There does appear to be a disconnect there. I think, for what it's worth, Rodgers and Tomlin, they're in lockstep. I think that matters in a game like this, because I think Lamar's going to want to show what he's all about with all this talk about how maybe Snoop Huntley's the better option in this game. I think he's going to want to go out there and strut his stuff. And I think Harbaugh's going to want to show how smart he is. And I think those couple of things could actually lead to the Ravens shooting themselves in the foot. I'll take Tomlin over Harbaugh. I'm not taking him over Reed. I'm not taking him ahead of some of the other great coaches in the NFL. But I think these two guys have been big-time underachievers. I just think Harbaugh's been a bigger one. I'd throw Sean McDermott in that category, too. Like, can you get Josh Allen to a damn Super Bowl? Now's your chance. But I'll take Tomlin over Harbaugh. And I'll take him over him on Sunday night. I think the Steelers win the game. Fam weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, partly sunny, high at 25. On Sunday, kickoff temperatures expected to be just around 20 degrees. A little chilly at Acrisure for Steelers-Ravens. Wouldn't have it any other way. In a game that I think the Steelers are going to win, I'll continue to lay the reasons out over the course of the rest of the program. Right now, I'm focusing on the head coaching matchup. And while I am not a Tomlin believer, I am sure as bleep not a Harbaugh believer. I think if you want to talk about the worst coaching jobs in the NFL this year, I think John Harbaugh is at or near the top of the list. Even if they win the game, oh, great, you're division champions. Whoa, wonderful. But this was a team that I think was supposed to run roughshod on the AFC, especially the way things have gone, especially with how flawed Buffalo is, with the fact that Kansas City's not there, the fact that Cincinnati lost their quarterback and isn't a playoff team. Like, this was their conference. Their expectation was Super Bowl or bust, and they're sitting here at 8-8. I think he's done a terrible job this year. Meanwhile, Steelers win. They're 10-7. I mean, it's kind of what we expected out of them, right? Like, Tomlin has done exactly what we thought he would do. I'm not giving him a ton of credit for it, but he's done what we've expected. Harbaugh has fallen, I think, to this point at least, laughably short of expectations. I'm taking Coach T over Mr. Harbaugh. What do you think? 412-928-9370. You like that, Don?
Yeah, I love it.
Let's go!
I also picked the Steelers to win. Although my guess is everybody else at the station is going to pick the Ravens.
It's hard to watch what happened on Sunday against the Browns and have a ton of faith in this team. But I have no faith in Harbaugh. None. This guy falls short of expectations every single year, as does Tomlin. And Tomlin's got over on him more than he's got over on Coach D. Plus, it's at home where the Steelers, I don't know if you've seen this, Dom, their regular season finales, Steelers 20-5 in regular season finales since the year 2000, 11-1 at home. Plus, Tomlin's got one over on Harbaugh. There's not a lot of teams that if they were good or average, I really think I'd pick the Steelers to win against this weekend. But against the Ravens at home, against Harbaugh at home, I'll go with Pittsburgh. Let's go to Ron in Monongahela. Hi, Ron.
Hey, real fast on the last caller. This is Pittsburgh. This isn't Walt Disney World or Orlando. Our expectation as Steeler fans are high. When's the last time we've been a Super Bowl contender?
Probably not since 2017.
Okay, so that's the reason why Pittsburgh fans are so upset. We don't want a one-and-done. We don't want a one-win playoff game. We want a Super Bowl championship. And under Tomlin's leadership lately, we haven't even come close to that standard.
No
not
doubt.
Even close, though. Now, with your second thought of Harbaugh, I'm the one that called in a couple weeks ago and said, I don't know what he was doing against New England.
I mean, Ron, that was one of the worst coaching decisions I have seen. This is not hyperbole in my entire life. That guy was averaging, what, 7 yards a carry, and they don't play him for the final two series when you have a lead? What are you doing?
He was also the reason why they got the lead.
Yes! Yes! He almost always is. And
right,
as bad as the Steelers have been at times, and thank you for the call, Ron, in the second half of this season, in the 3-game winning streak, they were great, and nobody's been as bad in the fourth quarter the last 5 years as the Baltimore Ravens. And I think all of it comes down to coaching decisions. All of it. They're this run-first outfit. No team in the NFL's run for more yards than the Ravens. Only one team in the NFL has a higher percentage of explosive runs than the Ravens. That's the Miami Dolphins, by the way. And yet, they've blown how many fourth quarter leads of 11-plus points the last 5 years? More than any team in a 5-year span in NFL history. That comes down to the coach. Hey, this thing we're doing that works, we ain't going to do it anymore. So if I'm a Ravens fan, I don't have a lot of confidence. And I know Steelers fans don't, but there's one guy I like Tomlin in the coaching matchup against, and it's this guy. Give me Pittsburgh. There's also another reason why I think the Steelers are going to win this game. And it's going to come off as a hotty, hot, 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 hot take. It ain't. It's the facts. We'll also take your calls at 412-928-9370. That's next. It's a Fan Morning Show.